This is the site where a Yeti Airlines flight carrying 72 people crashed in the Nepalese tourist town of Pokhara. A search and recovery team worked through the day Monday to retrieve bodies from deep within a narrow gorge. The plane took off from Kathmandu. Less than an hour later, it came down near its destination, the newly opened Pokhara International Airport. It narrowly missed homes on either side of the Sethi Gorge and river which runs through the town.
It's tragic that we lost 72 people on board the plane, but if it had crashed a couple of meters on either side, we would have lost many more.
An army and police recovery team has worked to retrieve bodies and identified personal belongings found in the wreckage. The plane was carrying 57 Nepalese and 15 foreign nationals.
Flying in Nepal is challenging as the country is surrounded by mountains and difficult terrain. In the past, the country has witnessed numerous crashes. Early in the day, a search and recovery team retrieved the black box of the ill-fated Yeti Airlines flight. Experts hope it will provide answers to the tragedy.
Tensions run high as families and relatives outside a hospital wait to claim their loved ones. The brother-in-law of this Indian businessman was on the plane. Sanjay Jaiswal had travelled to the town to see his older sister who had just had a baby.
We'd like to do the last rites soon, but there is a lot of process and red tape involved. It's frustrating. I'm waiting.
Hospital staff try to placate distressed family members, but they'll have to wait at least another day before they can lay their loved ones to rest. Ramya Talimbu, Al Jazeera, in Pokhara, Nepal.